Syrian warplanes have pounded Daesh positions in the east of the city of Raqqa. The targets were near the provincial boundary with Deir al-Zar governorate. Also, Hezbollah fighters backed by the Syrian army made gains on the second day of the widespread operation to dislodge terrorists from Arsal near the Lebanese border. Yemen's Ansarullah forces have reportedly launched a ballistic missile attack on Saudi Arabia. Reports suggested that the attack was meant to target a Saudi oil facility in the coastal city of Yanbu al-Bahr. The latest retaliatory attack came as many Yemeni civilians have died in recent days in intensified Saudi air raids. The European Union has warned the United States against imposing unilateral sanctions on other countries. The EU urged the U.S. to coordinate its measures with its European partners, saying the new U.S. Congress sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea could lead to, quote, unintended consequences. Pro-Israel and pro-Palestine demonstrators have scuffled outside the Israeli embassy in the British capital, London. The pro-Palestine activists set the Israeli flag on fire and stamped on it. Meanwhile, the pro-Israel demonstrators walked to the heart of the Palestinian protest to hand out pro-Israel leaflets. The Polish president has expressed reservations over a controversial bill approved by the country's Senate to reform the Supreme Court. Protesters gathered outside the parliament building asking president to veto the measure. The bill was passed despite European Union warnings and appeals from the U.S. Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan, says the Islamic Republic will continue to work with Iraq politically, economically, and militarily to bring peace to the region. The Iranian minister also congratulated Iraqi forces for their victory over Daesh, saying it has been the result of Iraqi people's bravery and unity. Clashes erupt in Venezuela's Caracas as riot police attempt to break up an anti-government march on the Supreme Court. Arrests were made and injuries were reported during clashes. Maduro supporters in the meantime held a rally in the eastern state of Sucre on Saturday to show their support for the upcoming vote. In Peru, thousands have taken to the streets of the capital and other cities to protest against the government's plans to reform labor and education rules. Riot police shot tear gas at striking mine workers. In other cities, there were protests against modifications aimed at privatizing public education in the country.